Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Is the best government really the one that governs the least? Can we ever have a government that stays within the confines of the Constitution? If the Constitution was written to keep the government off the people's backs, why is the government all over us? Tonight, whatever happened to freedom? Understanding where we go from here should start with understanding how we got here. We are the free and independent people of the United States of America. We are free because those who preceded us fought a war against a person who was then the world's grandest king and who presided over what was then the world's grandest empire. The founding fathers risked, as they like to tell us, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors for the freedom and independence they won and we have inherited. But they were not saints, and initially their cause was not popular. From the records available today, the people who measure historical trends have concluded that in 1776, only about one-third of Americans supported the Revolution, about one-third of Americans opposed it, and about one-third of them didn't care. When I first looked at these numbers, I thought, in 1776, this was the grandest fight for the greatest amount of freedom for the most people at any point in history. So who could possibly oppose it? And who in their right mind could not care? Fast forward to today and ask, who could possibly support a government that regulates everything from the strength of the water pressure in your shower to the size of the toilet bowl in your home to the thickness of the leather in your shoes? Who could want a government that punishes people for speech, that lets its own agents write their own search warrants, that fights wars just to keep the military-industrial complex busy, that debases all you own by printing worthless money and putting it into the stream of commerce, that gives away more than half the tax dollars it collects, and that, despite express provisions in the Constitution to the contrary, permits the president to lock up whoever he wants and to throw away the key? Perhaps the colonists who didn't care if they freely chose their government or were cared for by a benevolent tyrant had an odd way of knowing what was coming. Perhaps those who opposed the revolution were afraid to take on the king, to challenge authority, and to risk their comfortable lives for the unknown. Well, we all know what happened. A relatively small part of the population pushed the culture and society toward freedom. And the freedoms that they chose were pure. I mean, after we won the revolution and wrote the Constitution, the new government and the political class assured all Americans that they could think as they wished and say what they thought and publish what they said, that they could associate or not associate with anyone. They could worship as they chose or choose not to worship. They could defend themselves with guns even against tyrants. That troops would never enter their homes, that only neutral judges would issue search warrants, and that the government could not take their lives, their freedom, or their property without a trial at which their fault would be proven in front of a neutral jury. All this was guaranteed to the first generation of Americans and to their posterity, that would be us, because much of it had been denied them by the king and the parliament, and because Americans came to believe, even the one-third that were afraid and the one-third that didn't care, that these rights are ours by virtue of our humanity. Whether you believe that we are the highest order of natural selection, or whether you believe, as I do, that we were created by God in his image and likeness, you know in your heart that these natural yearnings, as St. Thomas Aquinas and Thomas Jefferson called them, are our natural rights, are a part of our humanity, and cannot long be denied us. And yet, they have been denied. The same founding fathers who wrote that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, in fact, enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts, which punished speech that was critical of them, critical of the government. This happened because people were afraid to challenge the tyranny of the majority. America, the greatest losses to our freedom have come not from someone attacking us, but from the government ignoring the Constitution and the majority letting them get away with it. The worst amendments to the Constitution were not those ratified by the states, but rather were amendments by consensus, where all three branches of government agreed to look the other way. When good people do nothing, bad things happen. So what shall we do? We should challenge authority, no matter who is in charge. We should challenge the majority whenever it curtails anybody's freedom. We should side with freedom no matter what the government says. We should vote out of office those who push the government outside the Constitution, no matter what earmarks they just brought home. And we should make the government afraid of us. Afraid of us. Because as Jefferson reminded us, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there is liberty. From New York, defending freedom, everybody's freedom, whenever I can. So long, America.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Biz Markie, and well, I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie. Making music all the way is my specialty. Why not go, I want to? Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics, they want to recite them. I know you're in the mood, just go with the flow. And I can play rapping records and all disco, like Beat It, Billie Jean, by Michael Jackson, all the treasures to your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it, you will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music.
Well, I don't just do the beatbox, I rock on the mic and all the bombs that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' hearts pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, but my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Wrong with that. Making that strange noise, it was like for all the fly girls and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When they came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Make the music with your mouth, bitch. Make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Difficult, even knock me out my socks. It's a moving combination with your lip, tongue, and toe. Use your teeth in your nose for a mysterious I know. I like doing it as a hobby or a job. People treat me like a star and surround me in the ball. It's not all about spitting, breathing hard and chewing. You need practice, be ambitious and cooler. Let me tell you, party people, you gotta admit, anything that you want, you gotta work hard for it. That's why I like doing sounds. It's hard to achieve, make it two or three sounds, and one time you can't believe. When I walk down the street, people crowd around me. All them sounds and one time it's marquee. I tell them to take a lot of practice and lip control. I've been doing it since 15 years old. And everywhere I sing with, the people say I'm good. I even get big respect in my own neighborhood. I'm telling you a fact, and just like it is, even mom, pops, and cops say, what a biz. Everywhere I go, I always rock the boat. Gonna end this rhyme with this one note. Not gonna act conceited and say I'm the best, but I'm guaranteed to pass any kind of test. I say they're fine with funky fast lyrics. When I do the beat, the party people going to the spirit. That's why I'm here to say today that I'm doing my beat in a special way. Making musical tunes orally, I have perfected. I'm very well known, greatly respected. I like to thank people without no doubt. Peace, hot party people, it's time to break.
Make the music. Make the music. Make the music. With your mind. Make the music.
So I got to do use the macho lock that I am. I can rock a jam, make the world drop camo. Yes, I'm the bad man, and bad men were black. And if it comes to drop the bomb, stay with that. Now I can free the block, flow, rip up a party. Dance all night, and at the end, call the party. The one I got the style that was made from my mom and my dad. When I was young, I used to run with a notepad. Then I knew, and somehow I knew that I was bad to the bone. Like the prodigy since the age of 20. I can write a rhyme, rip it up, and write a next one. Right on the spot, sign my name with the dot. Diamond deep with me, a smoothie. Wrong spot, roar. Took up your rack cam, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's too slim, the hard rhyme, cover pack. The one to kneel to the brothers. You must be holding for something good in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it, his man saw it. So it don't mean jack to me. He's gone, that's how I'm supposed to be. Check it out now. I ain't going out, man, that's what Tyler said. Have y'all heard what I said? If not, it's the dread. He had a cannon, that's bad. Similar to the one that I got from my old dad. Was flash when a sucker tried to rob me for my cash. You thought you had a sweet, big, nice pick, but you didn't anticipate that I might be sick. Now, who's the trick? Cause I'm not a hawk.
No.
I always do the selling. If I got it, do the swelling. My Nike keep smelling. Your ex comes till you learn. Brand new being, yo, you gotta respect them. Dissect them, yo, a word is born regardless. To whom or what and I do, the boomer strut. It's up the hell off before I punch you in your face. With the face. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. It's gonna flood south to the ground. Then you're gonna know I don't play around. So if you think you had two soft new jacks, we're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw, and you won't pop that junk no more. Explain it to your punk friends, you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like a sissy in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix your broken jaw, then it's time to retire. Lord, your mom will live long. Cause I give strong blows to the heads of my foes. Dress cold, give me power as it grows. Watch out, rock cloud, and you catch the speed, not heat, not. And hell will be your home, Lord, your mom should die. As you swell your dome.
Punch your bones, you can't be down.
Exclusively on Hindsight Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? All the haters jump up and get beat down. It's your boy, Jonah Bay. What's up, y'all? How's everything going? Dang, people already hit me in the private chat. Yeah, man, you know how it be, man. The motherfuckers always come out of nowhere, y'all. Niggas was just warning me about someone that's in the chat that's probably going to act up. That's how it be. You know, it's all good, though. Peace to the gods. Like I said, punks jump up and get beat down. Anyway, yo, you know it's going to be a short show today. You know why? Because I got a seminar to prepare for this weekend. You know what I mean? April 8th, Saturday, we doing the injunction seminar. Making sure everyone gets those injunctions in, get them done properly, answering all questions. Going to reveal some new info. It ain't so much info, it's a new product that's only going to be offered in the private that y'all absolutely need for almost everything that y'all doing. I actually motherfucking talked about it. I told y'all to get the paper trip and read the paper trip. But of course, y'all don't heed my warnings and, you know, do that proper homework that y'all was told to do. So you know how your boy Jonah Bay do, man. I go get it done for y'all, and I'm bringing it towards your way. It's going to make your life extremely easier. But the only thing is, it's only going to be offered in the private. Hello, hello, hello. Don't know if you can hear me. I am trying to reset, you know. They didn't hit the button on me again. I don't even know if y'all can hear me. But, you know, I'm trying to talk anyway. No music or nothing's playing. Should be crazy, y'all. I wasn't even talking about nothing yet. How they gonna go out on me like that? You know, like, at least let me say something before y'all start wilding out on me. Doesn't look like it's loading. I might have to just totally reset the whole computer. That's what it looks like. Wow. Sorry about this, y'all. You know, ain't nothing I can do about it. This is what they do. Unbelievable, yo. Be crazy. All right, all right. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I can't hear Jack. Let me press something, see if I can hear something. Okay. I guess y'all can hear me because I can hear this. Let me set the chat and everything back up. Thank you. Man.
This is the end of the road, Afro Samurai. We got 20 guys here, all armed to the teeth. We got you surrounded. We never said we were gonna play fair. I got no idea why, but some pretty rich folk wanna pay top dollar for that cloth. Why don't you give it up, kid? Everybody's a tough guy. Okay, have it your way. Gear up, boys!
Hey,
All right. That break is over. We back. Yo, I just don't understand, man. Damn, I ain't even say nothing yet, and they straight hitting the button on me, man. What kind of shit is that? I talked about the paper trip, and boom, they hit the button. Anyway, y'all needed some information from the paper trip. Y'all didn't put it together, so I'm putting it together for you. I'm going to bring that information. I ain't going to talk about the paper trip no more because I don't want them hitting the button, shutting down the show again. That shit just crazy, man. I don't understand, man. They don't do that shit to nobody else. Why they always doing that shit to me, man? I don't know how to take that shit. Anyway, peace to the gods. What's up with y'all out there, man? April 8th, this Saturday, we having a, you know, the Injunction tour is jumping off here in Atlanta. If y'all ain't already got y'all's ticket, I invite y'all to get y'all's ticket or just pop up on us in the whole nine, man. Come check it out. You feel me? And we're going to be dropping that info. I might even drop a new template, you know, based on that those articles and confederations. I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to toot the injunction a little snippet of the right to travel that was inside, you know, the Articles of Confederation. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, I always reserve the right to change my mind when new and better information comes out. I mean, I'm 90% failure, and the 10% success I get is beautiful, man. I got a beautiful life. You know what I mean? So that's how it goes down. But, Tasha Wednesday, you know what I'm going to go through today is a little article. Well, actually, it's a little book. And it's a journal article. And it's called The Iroquois Lead, The Articles of Confederation and the Constitution. Now, I just want to really drive it home. Whose Constitution? Who's the Articles of Confederation? Who did it belong to? Our ancestors, and why they were so scared of it. So I'm dropping that inside the chat right there. Also, I want to drop in the chat what I read to y'all Monday on that that daggone senator. That senator out of South Carolina. It's shit crazy what he wrote. You know what I mean? And it's crazy how racist he was. Let me put this in the chat again. And, you know, the people, when I put it up on Facebook, the people lost their mind on that right there. Looks like someone might have. There it is. Yeah, you probably are having a hard time hearing in Georgia. Everyone else is hearing the you know, the show, but Georgia, man, we damn near got a tornado going on. You know what I mean? Can you hear this music from Biggie? Freedom is something that you have to do for yourself. The price of freedom is death. All right. You should be able to hear that and hear my big mouth. It's low, but the sky's. I thought it was kind of low, too. For real. All right. There it is, a little higher right there. We grooving, y'all. We grooving. But, yo, see what this dude said, man. And I've been doing some more research on this dude, Pitchfork Ben Tillman. It said in the 1900, Pitchfork Bill Tillman, then a U.S. senator from South Carolina, made this speech on the floor of the United States Congress. And we are calling our guys We trying to get this guy tag on congressional record of what he said. Because, yo, they so arrogant, they can't hide the history like that. They thought, you know, niggas couldn't read. They wasn't going to find this shit. Look what we found. As white men, we are not sorry for it. And we do not propose to apologize for anything we have done in connection with it. We took the government away from them in 1876. We did not disenfranchise the Negroes until 1895. Yes, they took the government away from the Negroes. Now, the question you should ask is, how the hell did the Negroes have the government in the first place? But I told y'all, it was our ancestors, which they are referring to as Negroes, who were really Moors, who was the Iroquois Confederation, that set up the Articles of Confederation, and then also set up the first Constitution. And they had to swindle it up out of us, man. They had to do, you know, the Constitution itself, they used to do it. I mean, it wasn't apparent what they did until 1871. The Organic Act of 1871 really drove it home of what they did when they made the changes to the Articles of Confederation and did this damn U.S. first U.S. Constitution. I mean, if you ask me, in my opinion, the first U.S. Constitution is got daggone special law too compared to the Articles of Confederation. But if you didn't want to believe little old Negro Jonah Bay the more, you can believe this daggone U.S., South Carolina, senator, right? Because I know a lot of people accuse us of just making up history. So I show you what they said. You know, Jonah Bay didn't say this shit. This is what they said, right? So now this book is the book I'm going to, well, it's really an article, a journal article. Gonna go through it, you know. And let me say this, I don't even think this is that old. It was done in July 1996, so believe, even when I read this, this is revisionary history. This ain't accurate, but let me say this. It's Consultation Wednesday, so I'm gonna have to take
the information station.
I'm gonna have to take a little question. Oh man, Akeem just hit me up and he said, "Yo, we only got a couple of spots left for the seminar, so yo, y'all better jump on that shit, cause if it's more than 10 people, it ain't gonna happen. Y'all gonna have to wait to the next one. Y'all ain't gonna be able to get in. 10 spots is left. That's it. Crazy. I told that nigga Akeem we should have got an even bigger place, but he's like, nah, man, it ain't gonna be that many people. Well, I guess we was wrong. It's gonna be that many people. Anyways, let me go to the call lines. I'm going to 731-343. Peace to the God, peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. What's up with
it? Yeah, man. Peace, God. I didn't forget it was Consultation Wednesday. I'm not going to take up all the time because, you know, it's going to be an early show tonight. I ain't going to take up all the time just teaching. So I'm going to let y'all rock y'all's questions, too. Y'all can go off subject and ask anything. So what's going on with you tonight?
Man, I kind of had a situation at the at the plantation today. I kind of wanted to ask you about
it. You had a situation.
Yeah, at the plantation, at the job. At the job.
Oh, at the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You
well,
didn't crack a nigga at the job, did you?
No, but it could be something good. I'm trying to figure out.
Okay.
I know
as long as it
back
wasn't
home.
No nigga.
Lost it when the
you
dude from the
say
barbershop.
Jonah
huh?
Bay's the only one that be having the nigga moments, yeah, at the barbershop and shit like that. I'm the only one that have a nigga moment.
Nah, man, most definitely. I done had one before, but it was a situation where I needed to walk light, but I didn't know how light I needed to walk. I'm transferring from one store to another one. So,
okay.
And I got a raise and stuff in the process. So I'm sitting here with my manager, and he like, I need you to redo your application on the phone. So I'm doing it. And So I asked him what was up with the social and stuff. And he was like, well, you ain't got no social on you, right? And I was like, nah. He said, just put your number. He said, you know your number. I said, yeah. He said, put it in and just show me your ID. Copy your ID, and we'll just do it like that. So I put the state number there.
CPN.
I'm in there.
Of course.
Okay. I know how to play that now, because I remember you said back in the day you used to do it, but they weren't asking for the copy of it. And now they be asking, but he told me don't worry about the copy.
They wasn't
right.
asking for no copy of it. Now, let me say this. If they ask you for a goddamn copy of it, what you going to have to do is get with a nigga that know how to Photoshop.
Oh, my.
And
so I'm going to have to go pick up that paper.
They'll make this what I be saying shit like this, man. This is why I said that earlier today, right? So you
right.
need a nigga that can Photoshop, and they'll make a copy for you, and you just show them a copy of a copy, or you email it to them or some shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But see, I think I'm good, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
They didn't ask. According to what you told me, he's not going to ask you for a copy.
No, he told me.
ID.
Right, that's why I put it in. As soon as he said that, I said, okay. I put the state in there, right? So, but see, the thing is, though, it's a new estate number, but I haven't sent off the 32 yet. But I don't start working on it.
Straight?
Other than,
straight?
I'm straight.
You
just get it on in there.
Back in the day. You think when I was using it, I knew anything about an 8832 at the time? Hell no, man.
Oh, man. Well, hey, I sure put it in there, man. So, look, what I did was it was one more question to fill out. So I said, I'm going to wait, try to get on the phone with Jonah and see if that's a go. And then just do it. So, man, I'm going to do it.
What was the question?
The question was, did you think that was a good look because I didn't have a 32 in yet? You know, I didn't want them to connect them or something like that, you know.
Yo, you could do it. Well, let me tell you this. The crazy part about an estate number is this. It is connected. It's always
right.
been connected from when you created it. This is the same shit that they use to do bankruptcy. You know what I mean? When you're
right.
in bankruptcy,
okay.
you create an estate number, and they rock that number. So no one can say nothing to you because, I mean, if someone knew it was a state number and they was talking to me, I'd be like, yo, I'm in bankruptcy. That's the number they told me to use.
Right. That's a good tip right there, though, man. Right.
I know I'm supposed to be saying that shit right now though, on the air, man. I be wilding, man. Sometimes I'm stupid. All I can
yeah,
say
man.
Is sometimes the spirit moves me, man, and I just say what I feel.
Well, I just say this. From what you said earlier, I think I need to go back and listen to Going Private, What Does It Do For You? I think that's the name of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I'm going to go back
yo.
Over that y'all tonight.
That shit be dope, yo. Yo, do you know a lot of times when I'm rocking, especially if I'm drinking, you know what I mean? I didn't give the ancestors some Jesus juice. I like to call it.
Right.
Yo, they put me in a zone, man. Information be flowing that I don't even know. I know it ain't coming from me. It's coming from the ancestors. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of sometimes man, someone asks me a question, I'd be like, "Yo, I said that? Damn, that's deep."
Right. Hey, did you, I know you probably, you've been caught up this week. Have you got a chance to listen to Joey last episode?
No, I didn't.
Yo, man.
The same time I catch up, it's the same time they, it's like they smell it and get hit with like 10 consultations at one time. After I get off tonight while I'm eating dinner, I'm going to listen. What was he dropping?
Well, do that because I think you're going to enjoy it because he had a dude that introduced the lady or said on there, but he was coming metaphysically. And he tied a lot of your remedies in metaphysically, bringing that Bible where he was showing the separation of how you separate the birth certificate, separate the private.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
public.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't hear.
Yo, he went in on this shit.
I damn self, and I knew about that as well. But also, you know what really broke that shit down the same way, but it did it a different way, is that movie Jupiter Ascending, because it was talking about what the Bible said in that movie.
Right. He kind of threw in that book act into that Get Out movie on some metaphysical
mm-hmm.
shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to go back and listen.
You need to check it out. He went in, bro.
Spin. Yeah, I like to hear people's interpretation on shit. You know what I mean? Never forget, man.
Right.
I'm a student too, man. I like learning. I learn from all of them.
Man.
I learn from everybody. All right, so that's dope.
He explained us doing authentication with that situation in the Bible where it's two people saying they the mother of the child, and the dude said if one of y'all don't split it in half. Yeah, he broke that down,
uh-huh,
man.
That's true. And the real mother was the only one that was like, hell no, you ain't doing that to the baby. I'll just give the baby up.
Right.
And
they
was like, yo, that's the real mother of the child.
Yo, that was some deep shit. How you put it with your process, man. It went in. You're going to enjoy it, though.
Well, you know what it is have you ever heard of cognitive dissonance?
I've heard the term, I never understood.
Yeah. All right, this is a simple breakdown of it. They say when people first hear information, they react violently to the information. They hate it. It's not true. Let's kill that motherfucker. Then the next stage is they start taking it as a joke. They laugh at you. They ridicule you. Then they get to the third stage is they know it's true, and they say, of course. Like they always knew it was true. We're at that point now with a lot of the stuff I'm teaching. Because let me say this. I noticed that, 90% of the people that was hating on me talking about when I was teaching authentication of the birth certificate, right? Especially the dudes that was all into doing secure party creditor process. Yo, them same people now. Them same people now added authentication to the secure party creditor process. They even got a manual out. And it's in the manual.
Because there's a hole
like,
in their shield, man,
yo,
and they know it's sinking.
Right. I said, wait a minute. These were the dudes that were shitting on me, dissing me, talk about that shit was some bullshit. I'm getting people caught up. And all that.
Right.
And now they added it to the process. I mean, I'm talking about it was about at least 7 dudes that violently acted towards that information. Now they added. So we got that point.
Calling you a wicked man and shit.
I know exactly. I was thinking about that dude, and you thinking about that same dude.
That shit was some bullshit, man. Damn, I couldn't believe you went there with that shit.
I don't have a problem with it. I love them haters. I love my haters. The reason why is, according to his information, I was at the time. He's now learned more, and I respect his choice. He can change his mind once he learns more. I respect that. I'm the only one who says it, but, you know, they be backsliding. They you, come on, man. Yeah, we ain't.
No, they be checking out the radio station, man.
Yeah, man. We're not expected to know everything, man. We're work in progress. We're supposed to learn. And when you learn,
be a strong person, a strong man, and change your mind. It's okay.
Hey, Jonah. I just don't want to remind you, man. You still gonna go into the mind book?
Hell yeah.
Real. I pulled it up. It seemed like it's scripture. Mm-hmm. It seems almost like a scripture. I think it was the real version of it. Okay.
It's scriptures for your fucking mind, man. Dr. York, man, my first teacher. And in my opinion, my greatest teacher of them all.
Yeah. It was going there. I only read a page.
I wouldn't be who I am today without those. And it's funny, I was talking to someone earlier today about that. And I wouldn't be, there'd be no Jonah Bay without a Dr. York. You know what I mean? Real
That's
talk.
Up,
but we got a short show, man. I'm chilling with you.
Right.
People.
All right, peace to the guys, man.
We going up 3641. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, JJ's back.
What up, God? How are you today?
I'm not doing too bad, brother. I'm all right. How about yourself, man? You sound wonderful, magnificent, and great.
No doubt, yo. I love that mantra you just spit.
Yeah, man. What's good with you, man? You all ready for the weekend? You all ready for the seminar?
Yeah, I'm getting ready. I'm gonna start getting ready tonight. Now, Hindsight Radio, you right. As far as I can see what they doing with the authentication, they screwing with it too. They screwing with it. They adding on their own shit. They flipping it. They doing the Puffy remix. So you right about that. But you know, get people interested, and then people will find the right way to do it. You see what I'm saying? Listen, man.
Yo,
when it comes to that secure party creditor process, let me say this. Let me just drop 1 second on that shit. Yo, your birth certificate is the title to the Enligus. The Enligus is the name that everything you ever worked for is in. So your car, your house, everything, that Enligus owns all of that because it's in its name, right? Now, the birth certificate is that title. Now, if you have a car title, and you give that car title to someone, you don't own that car no more. So why is it that people believe with the birth certificate, they can give that birth certificate to the Treasury and think they can make demands on the Treasury? But not only did you give it to the Treasury, so you're not the owner no more, then you had the nerve to give the Treasury an indemnity bond, which is an insurance policy. Saying that you're never going to sue them and never bother them. And then you're going to say to me, I can now discharge anything I want because I gave them that birth certificate.
No way.
How does that work? You gave ownership away. Why would they be paying your bills after that? They don't have to do nothing because you gave them an insurance policy. Now,
right.
Some people will tell you, well, when I gave it to them, I created a trust. And I said, nigga, the Constitution is a trust indenture, and the public officials are trustees, right? And we still can't get them niggas to act right with the trust indenture. How you think you're going to make these same people act right, and you didn't even give them a trust indenture?
Like either.
You feel me?
Or a special deposit. Either one.
Right. You didn't remember. I told people about special deposit. They did not say, put the words on it, special deposit. So, how the hell are you supposed to get anything from the Treasury except for misery? That, I tell you, the government made that procedure, gave it to people so that y'all would give them all your labor for free inside that title.
With
and
ease.
Indemnify them. That you could never sue them. Go ahead, bro.
Yep. And made you believe that you was gonna get something for it.
Yep.
Shit, they may as well have went in.
I say to people this. if it's a true process, show me in the UCC
show
where
me
it
the
tells
law.
You to do it.
Show me the law.
Show me any law that tells you to do that. Everything that I showed y'all to do, I showed you the law to it. Showed you the law to it. Came right out of the UCC itself. Non-UCC. Authentication. All that shit. Come on, man. So, yeah, they pulling it on. I had to just expound on that, brother. But anyway.
Yo, no, it's real talk. And also, I wanted to say, I wanted to say on that aspect too, just to touch on it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now they giving up. At first, it was just a birth certificate. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now they giving up the collapsed trust birth certificate. So at the end of the
exactly.
day, that's pretty much no recourse.
No recourse whatsoever. That's crazy. Before, when they was just giving up the regular birth certificate, it had no bearing because it wasn't real.
It's just a fucking certified copy. A real joint now.
This is shit that kills me. Because remember, I taught about the Baby Act. And the Baby Act
yep.
allows us to get out of the contract because it was done when you was a baby. How the fuck
yep.
do you get out of that contract when you was running when you did that?
You was grown. You was one of the majority. You was the age of majority all day.
So I mean,
they, niggas would have been better off just giving the collapsing the social security number, and just giving the whole goddamn social.
Well,
back.
You know, I teach people to collapse the social by not using it.
No, but I'm talking about the other way. When you know what I'm saying? When you give it back, nigga, you don't own that account. You
oh.
just don't have that
well,
account no more.
You can try that. They won't let you close it out. Yo, I can show you the law that says you can do it. I'll show you the law that tells you how to do it, and they still won't do it.
They still won't
do
it, right.
That's what happened to me. They wouldn't do it. They said, yo, we ain't doing it.
I don't know.
I said, what the fuck?
Nigga said, you can't even give this shit back.
From my experience, I wasn't able to give it back. So that's what I said. Nigga, I ain't using it. I ain't using it. Now, how about that?
How about that then, nigga? Ha. Now
you know what
do
I mean?
Something.
Without my energy, there is no illegus. Without
right.
my labor, there is no illegus. And
there
I ain't
no
using illegus. It. So, no
so
illegus, because I ain't using it.
Word up. All right, so just so we can process the show, the question I had is about the car trust. I'm trying to put this within trust. I got the
right.
car trust webinar. I got the car trust webinar.
Okay.
I was just informed that we shouldn't put the you know the name, the spiritual name, as the same name as the car trust webinar.
No,
you know, I mean as the car trust or whatever. So what I did was I submitted the SS4. You know what I'm saying? The exact same way I seen it, and they sent
mm-hmm.
me back saying that. Saying that they needed the responsible party social security number or something. Now, is it safe? Now, my responsible party has dual citizenship. Definitely.
Yeah, give it to them.
So, is it safe to give up that social?
Is it you? It's not you, right?
Nah, hell no, it ain't me.
Yeah, your trustee. It's all right if your trustee got dual citizenship and. Oh, it's all right if your trustee was a goddamn American citizen.
Right, okay.
You got to understand that the trustee may be the owner, but he's not the owner in the private. He's
right.
just the one that can do something. Now, they haven't seen the trust indenture. And see, the trust indenture
right.
will be like, yo, dude, you can't talk to him. You can't do nothing.
Right.
You feel me? So that's it's all
right.
good.
Okay, so word up.
Yeah,
so then I can go ahead and submit that out to him so I can get. Cause I
now,
cause
remember,
cause, you know, I'm trying
first of all, let me say this. First of all, the trustee, you're going to need that nigga to have a social and a license. You know why?
Right, they do.
Because
yeah.
they got to get the insurance.
Right. Yep, they got to get the insurance. Okay, word up. That's basically, you know what I'm saying? And then we got to go through the, and then we got to go through the DBA, obviously.
Yes, through the DBA, that makes it a legit registered trust when you do the DBA.
Right.
They can't
okay,
even say so it's
I mean, yeah, right. And that's the point. That's the whole point of doing that shit.
Right.
All right. So where? So because the whole key is to get that EIN for the 9-8 or whatever. The 4-7 number.
See,
with,
the
9-8
is the holding trust, right? 9-8 is
the
holding trust. But you don't want your car in the same trust as everything else, because you know a car can get in an accident at any time.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't want to have a trust, and these motherfuckers take everything that's in the trust. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you separate
cars
out.
Right, but I mean, that's why you can have as many as you want, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You got 3-4 cars. Yeah, that's
exactly.
That. All right, they were. So what's good with the, it's important for me to have the 4-5 number, though, you know what I'm saying, correlating with the 9-8 number, correct? So that's
yes,
what I thought they were going to assign me. Yeah. So that's what they're going to assign me after they receive this nigga social.
Nah, they're going to assign you any other number.
Oh, any other number.
Any other number but the 9-8.
Right, but the 9-8. So how the fuck do I get the 4-5 for the 9-8 then?
Oh, the 4-5 is the easy shit to get. All you do, you go to motherfucking... EIN online, put that in.
Google. Okay.
Then you go there, and then you click on estate, and then
okay,
they're gonna
okay.
ask you. They're gonna ask you, what's the decedent's name, and you're gonna put the in legis, the straw man's name.
Oh, okay. So that's the. I already got that number then. It's an 8-1 number now.
Yeah.
That's the 81 number. So that's just the estate.
Your 81 number is your 4-5 number. Yeah. You can't get 4-5 right. no more because it's probably not available no more. You know what my
right.
number
that's
is?
Right. That's what I think too.
2-7.
I think it's 2-7, nigga. Yeah.
And no one's getting a 2-7 no more. Ain't no more 2-7. Feel me?
Right.
At the time I was teaching it, people was getting 4-5 numbers. But, yo, you know, that's mad years ago. Ain't no 4-5 numbers no more.
Niggas done used them 4-5s up.
Well, I'm going to keep it real with you. That's how I knew how far-reaching my information was going. Because you used to have those EINs for 4-5 years, 10 years before they run out. They started
right.
running out of those numbers quick as hell. That means, yo, niggas was doing what I taught them.
Right. We all the way at 8-1 now. Shit.
Exactly.
So 2-7 to
exactly.
8-1, man.
So now, the
so
little
really
do people know, if you go to the IRS manual that I told y'all about, 21.17.13, it'll show you how many EINs they have. They're running out of EINs.
By far.
If they up to 8-1, they running out.
Yep, because it goes to what? 9-9, and that's it.
Exactly. Then they got
to
recycle.
They're going to
have to recycle. Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
when they recycle, other people's, that's dead people's social security numbers.
Right. What the fuck? Yo.
Mm-hmm.
But they be probating the shit out of them shits anyway, so.
That's what I'm digging. You can't probate a nigga who's dead and give that same number to someone who's alive.
Right, that's some shitty shit. But you know they do what
you can't
they
do
want,
it because
so.
It won't work. The only
it
way they
work.
Can really probate it when there's no activity on it. And it would have activity if they gave it to a baby.
Right. Very true.
That's how you
Very
know the system's almost done, son. This shit almost done, man. They running out of numbers.
Yep. Because the numbers
See,
is up.
Because remember, they got to keep it in a 9-digit system. They can't go no higher than 9 digits. That's the problem.
Right. Yo, how you feel about, so I was, you know what I'm saying, the Duns niggas called me today, too, finally after a billion days. Whatever.
Yo,
I looked up.
I hear Duns and Brad is smiling. I hear they making niggas wait 30 days to get the number.
Nah, nigga, I waited longer than that, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? I put the weight down on it. But I looked up I looked up my last name and first name minus the middle name on Duns,
mm-hmm.
and it came back with a number, and it matched up to an address that I had lived at back in the day. What
yeah.
the fuck do you think that is?
Nigga, that's the Dun number for the Enligas.
I know, but who did that? I didn't apply for that.
Oh, let me tell you something. When I did the research, they was using my social as a Dun & Brad number. They used it as a DOT number and a social.
What the fuck?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So they've been using my shit then. That's how I felt. I felt kind of violated.
It's identity theft.
Yeah, I felt kind of violated.
Remember this. Hold on, let me say this. Let me be truthful. Remember the name, that what they were using was the Enligas, a.k.a. the entity. That entity
right.
ain't yours. It's a franchise of the United States. It's not yours.
That's right. This is true.
What is this yours is your labor. And, yo, he got to give me my goddamn labor back, yo.
Shit. Right, right. See, that's the main key. That's the only thing that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that really matters. Say words. JJ Bay, man. Appreciate you, dude. I'm going to go ahead and talk to you.
Hi, peace to God.
Peace to God, dude.
Man, that was the first whole hour. Maybe I ain't getting in that book. Maybe I'm just going to rock the rest of the night. We only got a half an hour more. I don't want to do the book because then if I do the book, it'll be a wrap. I'm going to keep on with the people on the line. I'm going to 973-262. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Can you hear me clear?
Yeah.
I just let you. Okay. Good. I want to let you know. I had a court case this past Friday that I had called you. It went, the lawyer lost the summary judgment against me. I won the summary judgment. Heard his barn.
That's your debate.
Yeah. This that.
You lying.
Nah.
I paid you to come up here and say that shit, man.
nah, this is true, man. I had called, I got a, I talked to Keem first, then I called Joey's mm-hmm. show, and then I called your show, and you told me to go listen to Joey's show. I already got the 5.1. That was the last thing I put mm-hmm. in. So what happened was that I objected three times on Trenzy versus Pagliaro, and the judge actually threw me out of court for like seven minutes. And that,
mm-hmm.
he threw me out. And he said he wanted to let the lawyer get his summary judgment, and then he's going to bring me back to do my motion. So I went outside, I waited. He called me back in, and he told me, he said, if I do it one more time, I ain't going to see the hallway. So I kept it cool. And what happened was that the next thing he asked me was to swear upon the Bible. I told him that I was a man of God. You know, I stand on James 5:12, let my yes be yes and no me no, twice.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do nothing. So
right.
he looked over at the lawyer, and he asked him if he had a certification, like the affidavit from the so-called witness from the credit union. The credit union's oversuing me for $6,000. So
mm-hmm.
he said no. The judge was looking at his paper.
And
he didn't have it. So
no
the
evidence and no witness whatsoever.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I had said, I had read Trenzy versus Pagliaro, and then I looked at the lawyer and I said, you know, I should be afforded the opportunity to face my accuser. The only one that I'm seeing here is the lawyer, and I rebutted everything that he had sent me, sent to court. So the judge looked at him and said, going to have to deny you summary judgment. And man, you should have seen that lawyer's. You should have. He started saying crazy shit like,
"They're not ready for us to follow the rules. Our arguments are impeccable. Now, with those arguments plus following the rules, man, they're not ready. Dog, don't you know they're gonna have a meet? They had a meeting that night at the courthouse in their lodge. Their Mason Lodge, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do about us."
Yeah, you know, he said, you know, no, this is the wild thing, too. Yesterday, I come home from work. My wife calls me, said, "I got a letter." She said, you know, asked me if she can open it. She opened it, she read it, and it was basically the trial by jury. They finally sent it to me yesterday, and this was filed on the 23rd of March. Now, this is, I did, you know, trial by jury, after the 15th, probably like around the 21st, and they filed it the 23rd. I'm just getting it. So, and it says I'm supposed to have the questions ready for the jury and stuff like that, you know, 5 days to do it. I don't have 5 days, so I'm going to court this Friday for the trial by jury, so-called, but I don't anticipate. I'm just going to still stand on what I've been standing on. You know, that's it. You know?
Right.
And I'm not going to swear in no Bible or nothing like that. The judge told me, go, well, you know, when you go to
do the same shit.
Do the same. I'm gonna do the same thing, you know. And I'm, you know, I know he's not gonna have no witness because he ain't have no witness. So,
right.
You know,
well,
I don't.
Even if he brung in a witness, you gonna say I object. You know why?
Why is that?
Improper service. He didn't tell me this witness was gonna be here. We were just in the court the other day. He can't.
Yeah.
Do a surprise motherfucking witness.
Yeah, I don't anticipate.
Who the hell is this witness? For the simple fact, yo, my beef is with whoever the creditor is. This ain't the creditor. Is he the CEO of that company? Because if he's not, he can't speak for it. Show me
exactly
the affidavit where he has permission to bind the whole corporation.
I know, man. I rebutted all those affidavits. I rebutted everything. Just like how, you know, how y'all teach everything that they sent me. I rebutted it. I did the 5.1, just like you said, because he didn't have no code. So I said, you know, to put the code in at a later date. And I didn't even get
all
that far
do,
with the...
I don't know the code. I'll put it in at a later time. And boom, that suffices.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just sitting there waiting. I messed up. After I got home, I said, "Damn, I should have." It was a motion hearing. I was so geeked on. I recorded it. Yeah, I recorded it. I was so geeked on the judicial notice that. Okay. I'll see how I can package it up, you know, and send it to you.
All right.
And I forgot to do the motion to dismiss. After all that, I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe."
You were supposed to do a motion dismiss because his summary judgment was shot down. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. What was that fucking lawyer saying after that shit was denied?
Oh, this is the funny part. This is the funny part. You should have heard him. It almost sounded like he wanted to cry. He said, this is what he said. The judge goes, you know, Mr. Jackson says he owes X. You guys say he owes Y. He looks at the lawyer, and the lawyer goes, "Mr. Jackson is not saying that he owes X or he owes Y. He says he doesn't owe anything." And I just looked at him. I was like, "Oh shit, this guy, he's going crazy." So that's when he denied a summary judgment. That's when he denied it right after that. So I was like, "Oh my God." That's why I grabbed up my stuff, and I was like, I just went right out of my mind because I was so bent on getting that judicial notice in. I got kicked out of court by saying it objecting three times. When I came back, flew right over my head. I was like, "Damn, I forgot the motion." I said, "I have, you know, motion to dismiss. I shouldn't even be going to court this Friday for no damn jury trial." But I don't anticipate him bringing, you know, having anything really to say.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? What's he gonna say?
Me neither.
You know, so.
Me neither. But this point is, yo, procedure, and let's see what they do now. Now, I tell people this all the time. Listen, no land has been fought over and won in court. eventually, when we get so many wins, they ain't going to be able to let us win no more. And all I got to say is niggas ready for the revolution.
Yeah, well, I said I was going down swinging. I was not giving up. You know, there's no way in the world I was going to go up in there admitting to nothing. You know what I mean? I'm not going out like that. I was, you know, I don't see no proof that they had, so I was going down swinging. And the thing is, it just worked out like that, you know? I mean, I walked up out of there, you know, he lost the summary judgment, and I was like,
remember, you put in a lot of thought, a lot of energy. Your thoughts was on that, right?
Yeah.
And tell people this all the time. Your thoughts is the spiritual realm. Your thoughts is the realm of God. So when you put that much energy and thought into it, the universe gives you what you want.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, brother. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what happened.
I tell people, yo, you got to study. You study so your thoughts will be on it. But if you're chilling watching the game and all that, and you ain't studying,
forget all that.
And you just go for it, you lose because your thoughts ain't on what you was trying to achieve.
That is true. And you know what you have to do? You have to visualize. That's what I've been doing all the time before that. I would visualize me going up in there doing what I got to do. I would visualize the whole thing to the end.
You studying and you visualizing, bro, that's the spiritual realm. That's where God creates things. That's where the planet was created. The stars was created in a thought, in a visualization before it actually became in this 3D world.
You know, that's true.
This is why I tell people, man, it ain't just physical, it's spiritual to it. And I'm talking about the thoughts. Thoughts have weight on a molecular level.
That's true. Now, Jonah, I just got two quick questions, really. They sent me a letter pertaining to the trial by jury, and they're saying that I need to have the questions ready for the jury. So that's probably just like a technicality that they have to send me, right?
Because
I ain't got no time.
What they're saying is you got to have questions to disqualify the jury. They are, you're going to a hearing to select juries.
Exactly.
So you're going to ask them, yo, do you believe in the Constitution? Do you know the Constitution?
Okay.
Have you voted for people that, you know, respect and follow the Constitution? You want to know how much they know about the Constitution, because then they know how to protect your rights.
Okay.
Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God? Well, God said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Render unto God what is God. Do you think it's okay to lie? Cheat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I do. I formulate those.
What kind of morality these people have?
Okay. And then, if you ask that, the
lawyer will probably say to you, "I object." Yeah. What relevance does that have? And then you break down the relevance of why you want to know if this motherfucker God fearing. Because I want to know if he believes in lying or not. If he believes in lying, I don't want him on the jury, because I can prove someone's lying, and the dude that believes in lying thinks it's okay.
Okay. That's what I do. I formulate the questions, you know, before Friday, and have them ready, you know. But I'm still gonna stand on not swearing on the Bible and stuff like that. So the judge tried to warn me. I had to do that.
First of all, no, you don't. They have to respect everything you say. Your religion is, man.
Word.
And
okay.
When you saying your yay is yay and your nay is nay, that's more than good enough. The problem is why he wants you to swear in. He wants you to swear in because the truth is, you swear in, you entered his jurisdiction.
Word is born. You know what, Jonah? He said that he was put. That he said the court's in a particular position because I wouldn't do it. And that's when he, I swear, I wouldn't do that. He asked me my name.
He said, well, will you affirm? And you didn't say, nah, let my yay be my yay and my nay be my nay.
Yep, exactly. He couldn't go nowhere with that, you know.
He couldn't go
asked me my name. I told him my name. And he said, you know, what does your friend call you? I said, my friends, I'm not here to tell him, say what my friends call me, you know, that I told him a nickname that I had. And then, you know, but I gave him the last name, first name, you know what I mean? Trading as, you know, because over in Bergen County, it's a trade name certificate
right.
instead of a DBA, you know. So I told him that I had all that stuff on file, you know, so he couldn't really do anything, you know. So it was a trip, man. That was some powerful information. I just had to call and let you guys know. And one more question, just real quick. The injunction. I'm from Jersey. So I see my man, Anthony, used 1947, but he used the 1877 Bill of Rights from Georgia. Is that okay to use that like that?
Hell no. Everything Everything has to be out of Jersey. They
Jersey.
Can be like, why the fuck they put in Now, it's supposed to work, right? Because of the supremacy clause and the full faith clause, right? But why put yourself through those headaches, take the path of least resistance, and use the shit that they know they're supposed to follow? Jersey.
Okay. Well, exactly. That's why I had a question. I didn't want to. I'm getting an injunction ready now, and I'm going to send it in. I just wanted to make sure I send it in.
But
I
haven't, you know. This is why we're doing the injunction tour. Because people are doing shit like that. And then they be like, yo, Jonah, I did the injunction just like you did, and it didn't work. Yeah, nigga, you did it too much like I did it. You left.
Yeah. I seen that, and I'm like, wait a minute. It was confusing me. I'm like, something not right. I said, I got to ask somebody. So I'm doing it up, but I changed that part, you know. So I said, let me call before I change it, and then just to make sure. But I definitely.
We tell people get the consultation after you do your injunction so we can lay eyes on it. And
definitely, that's what we're doing.
Because the consultation with me is $75, right? You know how much it costs to send out the injunctions and send them out wrong?
Oh shit, hell yeah, I know. It's $20-some. I think it's like $20 for
me. You know what I mean? Something for each person.
Each one.
Three times.
Yeah.
So one person costs you the same $75 for the consultation.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this, they take you more serious when you do it right the first time. When you fuck up and have to go back and redo it, they still don't think you know what the fuck you're doing. So now you didn't put yourself in a peculiar position.
Word is born.
It's almost easier to do it right the first time. Just real.
Yeah, that's true. It just makes sense.
You was dating a girl. You was dating a girl, and y'all had sex the first time, and you didn't do it right. Chances are, she ain't never gonna do that shit with you ever again.
You're right.
It's better to do it right the first time, man.
Yeah, word is born. Yeah, man. Yeah, I thank you, man. I really do. I thank you, Akeem, Joey, really for real. I mean, you guys are doing something. I mean, just all of us who follow you guys and do everything step by step, that's some powerful shit, man. I'm telling you, I witnessed it in that courtroom how he couldn't get around certain. They couldn't do nothing with it. You know what I mean? So,
right.
That's the truth.
All right, then. Appreciate the testimony, man. Keep up the good work, man. I'm looking forward
Peace.
To you coming back since the whole shit is gone. Peace.
Oh. Peace. All right, peace.
All right, we going to 303-280. Peace to the God, bitch.
Peace to the God, Nasa Bay. What's good, bro?
Oh, man. Everything wonderful, blessed, magnificent, and great.
Going off on the deep end on accident in this motherfucker as usual, but the ancestors must be chiming in. So
yeah.
It's good and lovely.
Yup, they chime in, yo. They be going hard, yo. I tell people, man, it ain't my shit, man. The ancestors be doing this shit, man. All praises due to them.
Yeah, that clip you dropped about the estate was clean. That's a nice little loophole. Like, yeah, I'm bankrupt, man. No, I'm cool on that. You know, that's a nice. nice little, that they'd be like, oh, okay, we'll just finish it up for you. I'm like, all
right,
cool.
Shit. Right.
Sam. But I did have a question. It's kind of random. When you were saying about when the one brother called in and he was talking about the trust and going in and getting it set up, right, with the 8-1 and this and that, what's crazy is I went to the bank and I asked dude, I kind of just, you know, I was trying to, because I know how you say it, sometimes you just got to put yourself in harm's way and go see. So I went to the bank and just asked him, like, yo, I'm about to be doing some trust work, so I just need to see what I need to bring in here. But I'm new to this, so, you know, I just played the, you know, dumb nigga role so they go ahead and hit me with some science. And so I go in there and I ask him, like, what do I need, the trust indenture and this? And he's like, well, he kind of told me on some other shit, like, you don't even really need an EIN. Like, he's like, trusts are handled totally different. I was like, God damn. He said, you just bring in whatever the document is, and whatever they have documented, we'll send it to our department, as long as they okay everything. And the trustee shit is straight on there. Signatures is cool. Notarized, cool.
I told y'all, man. And they take you off the tax roll.
Yeah, right. I was like, damn, I don't need to, because I was thinking, I mean, I'm still going to follow protocol, but I just wanted to see what he was going to say, you know? So he's like, you don't even need the EIN in some cases if the indentures are correct.
The reason why they don't need the EIN, because they don't tax the trust.
Damn. That's the politics behind it? Oh, that makes sense. It's all just the tax number.
But dig it. I tell you to get an EIN because you might want to have a bank account for that trust.
Right. Yeah, so damn, that shit kind of threw me for a loop.
And you
everything
might want credit for the trust. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't you understand if that trust has a car, that's an asset. So...
Right.
If the trust has assets, they might want to build credit and borrow more money to get more assets. You know what I mean? Don't limit yourself.
No, I'm still going to go by the code. It was just crazy when he responded like that, because I was expecting him to kind of come in a, well, you'd bring document A and document B and et cetera, you know, type. And he's pretty much just bring the indenture and whatever, as long as it checks out with the trustee and everything else. Love. I was like, damn, I don't know if it's just that branch I went to, because it was kind of like a local branch, you know what I mean? Not really like a real one of them corporate, real big joints. It was just like a little, you know, basic.
Well, you know, the
joints
a little branch does it differently.
So I may want to test it at the big boy joint then.
No.
To see what they say.
No. Nigga, I always tell you, fuck with mom and pop.
Okay.
They give you more service.
Got you. You ain't just a number to them, so to speak.
Right.
Awkward to say in that situation.
You fuck around with, like, a Bank of America, right? Bank of America wants to pierce your trust. Why? Because they want to be your trustee and control everything.
I got you. So if I went over there, they probably would ask for all that bullshit then, like, yeah, we need this and that and this and that, just to try to catch you slipping and see if they could sneak into the cut. Okay, I got you. So I'll stick to the script and roll with the little homie. I do got another one real quick. When you're trying to, say you've been separated from somebody for a few years and you're trying to get the inlegus, you got a marriage name, you trying to get back to your old inlegus name. This ain't for me, so I know that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I go about doing that? Isn't there a process where you don't have to pay, like, through the state and all that shit to do that?
Ask that again.
Where, like, you say I'm married, right? Legally, inlegus, married. And me and my spouse separated 10 years. And I want to get my old government inlegus name back. Isn't there a process that you could go through without actually, like, going to the county and filing divorce, quote unquote, to get your name back? If you haven't heard from them, none.
Of course you can. Abandonment. You put it in you say what the cause is, abandonment. You put it in the newspaper. You run it for 3 weeks, and then you take the certificate and put it on file at the county, and that's a divorce. It's done. You use the same damn process they use.
Love, yeah. Not me, but I know some folks caught up in that, trying to, because that name is following their ass around, getting them caught up in all kind of money problems, and they just link you to your spouse and shit, and they just like,
yeah,
damn, I'm getting
tough. Obviously, when you said you wanted your old name back, I was like, yo, you must be talking about a woman. The woman is the only one that be changing the name of.
Right. Hey, I'm trying to get rid of, I'm going private. This for somebody else I know. Shit.
Yeah,
damn the whole
so
in the game,
was a
you
woman.
Know? Yeah.
Right, I don't know too many brothers that take the woman's name on. I don't even know if that's possible.
Right. Well, at this point, any in league of shit would
at
be
this
stupid
point,
from where we coming
the
from.
They rocking with the gays and all that, I'm sure you could do that now.
Damn, shit. I can't call it. I can't call it, bro. I don't know. But anyway, for the private side, I'm in a fair decent. I got to get deep with y'all on the CPNs. But I've been operating off the estate pretty good just in itself, man. So,
Listen, when I started off, all I had was the estate. That's all I used for credit, everything. You feel me?
Yeah. I did just what you said, G. I went to the bank and I did just like you said. When they asked for the social, I just gave them the estate and they straight gave me an account. Love everything, dude. You know, just like you said it. They got this, so I got the account with it. I've been rocking with him. Got the debit, everything. You know what I'm saying? And I still could flash the little Inligas ID still, but it matches that account, so it's still love. You know? So
I told you what I did. Listen, man. I'm very detail-orientated when it comes to what I teach because I've done it first. I'm telling you exactly what I've done. And when I haven't done it, I always tell y'all, I don't know. I ain't never did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't blow smoke up y'all's ass. I tell you what was successful for me, what worked for me, or boom, I don't even talk about it. I let someone else talk about that shit. I don't know about that.
Right. Love. Ooh, all right, man. I'll go ahead. I know you're trying to move through these calls quickly, man. Well, good luck with the seminar and everything, but peace to the God, fam.
Peace to the God. Yo, that's our show. You know what I mean? I told y'all it was going to be a short show. I got to prepare for the seminar. Thank y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all enjoyed it. The whole nine, as usual, another testimony and all that shit. But I didn't drop no information other than answering questions. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I'll be talking to y'all real soon, Monday, right after the damn seminar. Peace to the gods. We out of here.